Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's me, Eric, again here, and today we're going to be talking about the death penalty. So there's always been an enduring debate around the death penalty, also known as capital punishment, and it has been a contentious issue throughout human history. Its origins stretch back to ancient civilizations, reflecting a belief in the state's right to take a life for certain crimes. However, the ethical and practical arguments surrounding the ultimate punishment continue to divide societies across the globe. This episode will explore the history of the death penalty, delve into the current legal landscape in the United Kingdom and the United States of America, and analyze the arguments for and against capital punishment, and finally examine the ongoing debate and its ethical implications. So, a history steeped in retribution. The death penalty's roots can be traced back to the earliest codes of law, such as the Code of Hammurabi in Mesopotamia, which dates to around 1792 to 1750 BC, which advocates for an eye for an eye approach to justice. Throughout history, societies have employed various methods of execution, from beheading and crucifixion to hanging in the electric chair. The death penalty served as a means of deterrence, retribution, and social control. Now, the Enlightenment era brought a shift in perspective. Philosophers like Cesare Beccaria, which lived between 1738 to 1794, challenged the morality of capital punishment, arguing that the state should not hold the power of life and death. This intellectual movement, the Enlightenment era, paved the way for abolitionist movements that sought to end the death penalty entirely. Now, the death penalty in the UK and USA, two of the most developed countries in the world, have divergent paths. The legal landscape surrounding the death penalty differed drastically between the UK and the USA. The UK abolished capital punishment for murder in 1965, with the last execution taking place in 1964. However, the death penalty remains in effect for certain military offences, though such executions haven't occurred since the 19th century. The USA, on the other hand, retains the death penalty at the federal level and in 27 states. The methods of execution vary by state, but typically include lethal injection, electrocution, or gas chamber. However, the death penalty has faced increasing scrutiny in recent decades, with several states abolishing it entirely due to concerns about its fairness, effectiveness, and ethical implications. Now, of course, there is this debate we've been talking about, and there are arguments for and against capital punishment. So the proponents of the death penalty put forth several arguments, and one key argument revolves around deterrence, the notion that capital punishment discourages potential criminals from committing these heinous crimes. They believe the threat of execution offers a greater and more powerful deterrent than life imprisonment or fines. Additionally, supporters argue for retribution, the idea that the punishment should mirror the severity of the crime. For heinous, serious acts like murder, they believe the death penalty is the only fitting punishment that upholds justice. Furthermore, some argue for closure for victims' families, viewing capital punishment as a means of achieving a sense of justice and finality. Finally, proponents also sometimes cite the cost argument, claiming that the death penalty is cheaper than lifetime incarceration. However, this argument is widely contested by the opponents, as some studies suggest the death penalty is far more expensive than a system utilizing life without parole sentences as an alternative punishment. Now, opponents of the death penalty raise strong ethical and practical concerns. One central argument focuses on the possibility of wrongful convictions. The justice system is not infallible, and executing an innocent person is an irreversible mistake. Furthermore, opponents also argue that the death penalty does not effectively deter crime. Studies show little to no correlation between capital punishment and reduced crime rates. Additionally, they emphasize the inherent cruelty of state-sanctioned killing. Even if applied without error, the death penalty represents a barbaric practice unworthy of a civilized society, so they claim. Opponents also point out the racial and socioeconomic disparities in death penalty cases, highlighting potential biases within the legal system. Finally, the opponents also argue for rehabilitation and restorative justice, emphasizing that even the most serious offenders have the potential for change within them. Now, the final point I want to touch upon is the enduring debate and ethics and how we can move forward. So the debate, as we have already covered, surrounding the death penalty continues to be fiercely contested. On the one hand, advocates see it as a necessary tool for justice and deterrence. On the other hand, opponents highlight its ethical failings and practical issues. The ethical dimension revolves around the question of whether the state has the right to take a life. Many believe life is a fundamental human right, and no matter how heinous, how terrible a crime, capital punishment represents a violation of that right. Furthermore, the possibility of wrongful conviction adds a layer of doubt and moral repugnance to the practice. The future of the death penalty is uncertain. In the USA, public opinion is shifting, with polls indicating growing skepticism toward capital punishment. Several states have abolished the practice, and there are ongoing legal challenges related to its fairness and constitutionality. While the death penalty remains in effect in many places, the global trend appears to be towards abolition. In conclusion, ultimately, the death penalty is a complex issue with a long, extended history and deeply entrenched arguments on both sides. Understanding its origins, legal variation, and the ethical considerations is crucial and fundamental to form your own opinion argument on this topic, and this is truly what's important, having your own views on certain legal issues and legal concepts around the world. So, in my opinion, as societies evolve, the value of human life actually increases. Not actually, it genuinely increases. We perceive human life as far more valuable now than we probably did 2,000 years ago. So I think the death penalty might face some more heated opposition as the value of human life takes a great increase. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you learned a lot from today and can develop your own views on the death penalty, capital punishment, and see you next week.